संज्ञा बिहारी गोपी जन वाला भागी वरधारी श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपा गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिजा विधान की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री माया पुनावरी धाम की भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की समवेद भक्त वृंद की ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga Namah Shri Krishna Krishna Abhutavishma Tehya Kuvaranta Sankhya Namaste Sasmati Dhani Yoram Pichadam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, chapter 11, verse number 39. Shyamadarshini, can you give me a cushion?
तम मे निरे बला मूढ़ा स्त्रैणं चानुव्रतं रहा अप्रमानादिदो भर्तु ईश्वरं मतयो यथा प्रमाणादिदो भर्तुर् ईश्वरं मतयो यथा प्लीज चैन
तमेरे बलामुधा
to word, tam onto Lord Shri Krishna, many re, took it for granted, abalaha, delicate, mudha, because of simplicity, strainam, one who is dominated by his wife, cha, also, anuvratam, follower, raha, lonely. Lonely place, apramana, vidha, unaware of the extent of glories, bhartu, of their husband, Ishwaram, the supreme controller, mataya, thesis, yatha, as it is. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The simple and delicate women truly thought that Lord Shri Krishna, their beloved husband, followed them and was dominated by them. They were unaware of the extent of the glories of their husband, as the atheists are unaware of him as the supreme controller. Purport. Even the transcendental wives of Lord Shri Krishna did not know completely their unfathomable glories of the Lord. This ignorance is not mundane, because there is some action of the internal potency of the Lord in the exchange of feelings between him and his eternal associates. The Lord exchanges transcendental relations in five ways, as proprietor, master, friend, son, and lover. And in each of these pastimes, he plays fully by the potency of yoga maya, the internal potency. He plays exactly like an equal friend with a cowherd voice, or even with friends like Arjuna. He plays exactly like a son in the presence of Yashoda Mata. He plays exactly like a lover in the presence of the cowherd damsels. And he plays exactly like a husband in the presence of the queens of Dwarka. Such devotees of the Lord never think of the Lord as a supreme, but think of him exactly as a common friend, a pet son, or a lover, or husband, very much dear to heart and soul. That is the relation between the Lord and his transcendental devotees, who act as his associates in the spiritual sky, where there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. When the Lord descends, He does so along with His entourage to display a complete picture of the transcendental world, where pure love and devotion for the Lord prevail without any mundane tinge of lording it over the creation of the Lord. Such devotees of the Lord are all liberated soul, perfect representations of the marginal or internal potency in complete negation of the influence of the external potency. The wives of Lord Krishna were made to forget the immeasurable glories of the Lord by the internal potency so that there might not be any flaw of exchange, and they took it for granted that the Lord was a henpecked husband always following them in lonely places. In other words, even the personal associates of the Lord do not know Him perfectly well. So what do these writers or mental speculators know about the transcendental glories of the Lord? The mental speculators present different theses as to His becoming the causes of the creation, the ingredients of the creation, or the material and efficient cause of the creation, etc. But all this is but partial knowledge about the Lord. Factually, they are as ignorant as a common man. The Lord can be known by the mercy of the Lord only, and by no other means. But since the dealings of the Lord with His wives are based on pure transcendental love and devotion, the wives are all on the transcendental plane without material contamination. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the first canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Krishna's Enter into Dwarka. So this is the last verse of this chapter, Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka. So we have heard how after Hastinapur, Krishna came to Dwarka, and in this whole chapter, for the last couple of months almost, we're listening to how he was received by different citizens, all kinds of citizens, which included prostitutes, and Prabhupada in the purport says even chandals, and Krishna reciprocated with each one of them very appropriately according to his relationship with them. And then we also heard about how the ladies went on the roof and they were again greeting, praising Krishna. And then Krishna enters into his palaces of the queens. And so in this verse we are hearing about, again, about Krishna's interaction, or more so his how the wives were, how much they thought that Krishna was their henpecked husband. So this is the last verse, and I was thinking it's like you eat Shankar's mango sweet rice, and you're eating it, and it's the end of the, when you're eating, you're seeing your bowl, it's finishing, and you're kind of feeling anxiety that it's going to be finished soon. And so this is the last verse, and it's finishing. But I don't know if you do that, but after you, every grain of the rice is done in your sweet rice, then you want to lick the little juice that's left, So I was thinking maybe today we can lick the pastime here as far as Krishna and his relationship with his queens, and just relish what Sukadeva Goswami has given us in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavatam. So we will enter, somebody has mentioned that I gave it a tour guide to Dwarka in my last class. So this class I'm going to give you a little, Sukadeva Goswami is and Prabhupada is, but I'll be repeating. But we can enter into Rukmini's palace, and you can see yourself as a piece of furniture there, right opposite Krishna's, Rukmini's bedstead. And so when we enter there, and again, you can see a bedstead that's so beautiful, large, and with white sheets, describes as white as foam. And so you're watching this. On top, apparently, there is a very nice large canopy. A canopy which has pearls strung around the canopy. And there are big jewels that are hanging from there, which are acting as the lamp in the room. And there are also garlands all around her inner quarters that are jasmine flowers. So you can imagine beautiful jasmine flowers, garlands around her inner apartment. And there's incense, aguru incense, that's going from the room outside through the lattices of the window. Now, I know in tropical countries, and I have personally seen them actually when I was living in Rome, but even in India, even in small houses that are made out of bricks, they arrange the bricks in such a way that there are holes as act as the windows. But then these are, I mean, it doesn't describe what kind of palace what was made out of. I'm assuming marble, maybe more than that. But Taj Mahal, which I have never seen, but you can see you can Google it, and there are beautiful lattices that are there, that act like windows with very intricate design. So you can imagine Rukmini's palace having these beautiful lattices, windows with beautiful lattice where the aguri incense is going outside. But from outside, describes that there is a Parijata grove, and from that Parijata grove, the breeze is out there and it brings the fragrance into her inner quarters. And so that gives her the feeling of a garden. So Sukadeva Goswami is describing that in such detail. And there, Rukmini, one of Rukmini's maidservants, is chamaring, or if that's the word, fanning the chamar, whatever, Krishna. And so Rukmini takes the chamar from her maidservant's hand and starts fanning the Lord himself. Her hands are decorated with beautiful rings and bangles, and she has a nice opulent belt around her waist, and ankle bells that were tinkling. So very beautiful description of her palace and her own self. And Krishna is lying there, and he contemplates on his dear wife Rukmini. And he's thinking, oh, he's looking at her curly locks, and he looks at her smile and her earrings, her locket on the neck, and he's looking and thinking, oh, she's just perfectly suitable for me. So he's admiring Rukmini there while he's lying down and Rukmini Devi is fanning him. But the Supreme Lord is Supreme Lord. He likes to have some little fun. And the fun that he had is that he started saying to Rukmini, he said, oh, my dear princess, you know, you were sought by many great princes. So many princes wanted you. And he mentioned specifically Shishupal. And he said, you know, actually, your father and your son, his son, that is your brother, they wanted you to marry Shishupal. Why didn't you do that? And there were other qualified princes who wanted to marry you. Why did you marry me? You know, marriage should be on equal level, as far as wealth and your position. All those things should be on equal, when it comes to marriage, should be on equal level. But you chose me. I don't own anything.
And all the princes, they hate me. And they're against me. And guess what? Because I was afraid, I actually came and hid in the ocean. So, why did you marry me? And can you imagine, again, imagine yourself that you're a piece of furniture and you're looking at that and you're hearing that. And you're loyal to Rukmini, yes? You're her furniture. And you're seeing that. How would you feel? How would you feel Krishna is coming and saying that to your mistress, Rukmini Devi? And you're wondering, where is Krishna going? Where is he going here? Like, what is he trying to say? And it's interesting, Prabhupada says in Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada's way of writing is just so sweet. He says that this is what Krishna is saying. But there is no harm. The mistake can still be rectified. And it is better late than never. You are at liberty to select a suitable husband who is actually an equal to you in opulence, family tradition, wealth, beauty, etc. Now you can chalk out your own lucrative path of life. So this is how Prabhupada is saying that this is Krishna's words. Then he further says, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna was proposing that Rukmini divorce him at a time when Rukmini already had many grown-up children. Therefore, Krishna's whole proposition appeared to be something unexpected, because according to the Vedic culture, there was no such thing as separation of husband and wife by divorce. Nor was it possible for Rukmini to choose a new husband at her advanced age. So when she had many married sons, to Rukmini, every one of Krishna's proposals appeared crazy. And she was surprised that Krishna could say such things. Can you imagine what Rukmini is going through? And so how does Rukmini act? Without replying a word to Krishna's statement, she simply cried. Again, you as a piece of furniture there, seeing Rukmini's tears going down her cheeks, how would that make you feel? You would feel like you want to do something. But not only that she cries, she was in so much anxiety that her hair scattered, her bangles came off. She lost weight, right away, that the bangles that were decorating her hands slipped off her wrist and they fell, and she fell down like a banana tree. We're hearing about, here Prabhupada is saying in the purport, today's purport, that Krishna acts like an ordinary person, ordinary man, when he's dealing with all his internal potencies or even the marginal potencies that have come to him. And so Krishna's heart just like melted, because he was just teasing Rukmini. And so he immediately picked her up, and his two extra arms manifested, and he picked Rukmini. Now remember, she is a grandmother at this stage. He's a grandfather. So he picks Rukmini up and places her on his lap, and he wipes her tears just like an ordinary husband would do. Maybe husbands don't do that anymore. But a loving husband would do that when he sees that his wife is crying. And so he picks her up, wipes her tears, which were described that those tears were mixed with the mascara of her eyes that she had. And he embraces her, put her against her chest, and then that's how he consoled her. And he started saying, let me see if I have that here. The Supreme Lord said, O Vaidarbhi, do not be displeased with me. I know that you're fully devoted to me. I only spoke in jest, dear lady, because I wanted to hear what you would say. He wanted to make her angry a little bit. I wanted to see your face with lips trembling in loving anger
the reddish corner of your eyes throwing sidelong glances, and then the line of your beautiful eyebrows knit in a frown. So he wanted to see that mood of hers, which Rukmini was, she's a what, left wing or right wing, I forget, one of the wings, where she has a very kind of peaceful nature and agreeable nature to Krishna. So he wanted to kind of make a little mad. And then he says, the greatest pleasure worldly householders can enjoy at home is to spend time joking with their beloved wives. My dear timid and temperamental one. So again, acting like an ordinary householder, Krishna was dealing with Rukmini. So why does Krishna really have these pastimes for us? Why does he bring these pastimes so that we can hear and we can become attached to Krishna, become absorbed in his pastimes? Because guess what? There's so many things to get absorbed in this material world. So many things. Not just what's happening in our lives, but with the internet we can be absorbed in a million things. But Krishna wants us to be absorbed in his pastimes. Because his devotees, when they hear Krishna's pastimes, they relish them. So we're at a stage that maybe we don't relish his pastimes so much, but hopefully that as we keep on endeavoring as sadhakas to keep on hearing his pastimes, we will remember his pastimes, we'll think about his pastimes. When our husband is making us angry, we can kind of think about these pastimes about Krishna, you know. Or somebody else is teasing somebody, we can think about this pastime. There's so many reasons we can think about Krishna's pastimes in our lives. Even like Pushkar Prabhu, who's sitting here, on Saturday he was giving a class on Lord Chaitanya and how so many people were following Lord Chaitanya and they were digging the sand from his lotus feet as he was walking, and they were making holes, so much dust they were collecting, and they were making potholes. So I was saying that how actually, yeah, we have so many potholes in the Alachua roads, then we can just always think about Krishna's, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So every situation we have, we can think about Krishna's pastimes, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and then Krishna will purify our heart. Yeah, this is what Krishna wants us to do, Madchitta Madgata Prana. Krishna says that my devotees are always thinking of me and they're always talking about me, and they are thus relishing pastimes about me. So this is one pastime, but we are talking about the wives of Krishna, I thought about Rukmini, but that's, our acharyas are so kind that they've given so many pastimes about Rukmini and other queens. And so I thought I'd like to maybe tell one more pastime about Rukmini, which is, after this whole pastime happened, where Krishna made her upset. So this pastime is given by Lochan Das Thakur. And Lochan Das Thakur, again, we can still remain that same piece of furniture and see what's going on in Rukmini's quarters. But that, as I said, that is another day. This is, Rukmini hears that Krishna is coming into her apartments because he had spent the night with Satyabhama. So she was so excited that, oh, Krishna is coming. So then she herself started cleaning her apartment, although it was already clean. But she was so excited, she started cleaning, and she had water pots right outside her door, and ghee lamps. She lit ghee lamps, and so she was all ready for Krishna to come with so much excitement. And then, at that stage, Krishna... Now, let me tell you something about... Well, yeah, she dressed herself nicely and everything for Krishna's arrival. This time, when Rukmini was there, she was not by herself. She had two other co-wives with her, Mitravinda and Nagnajiti. A thought came to my mind. I mean, here it is. We're talking about that just doing things as usual people will do in this material world. Krishna acts, his devotees act that way. So here Rukmini is with her two co-wives. And generally, if they're co-wives, I mean, we don't have experience of that, but you can imagine co-wives, you would feel, you know, maybe some jealousy with the co-wives. And I was thinking, yeah, I mean, when you got 16,107 co-wives, you might end up like probably not being jealous because, God, who to be jealous with? There's so many of them, and you know. Although we see a little thing going on, Satyabhama feeling that way, that Krishna gave her Rukmini a parijata, so she wanted a parijata flower, so she wanted a whole tree. So anyway, so in this situation, she's there with Mitravinda and Nagnajiti, and Krishna comes in, and so she washes Krishna's lotus feet, and she offers aarti. Kind of like we offer aarti to Krishna here, to Radha Shyam, yeah? So here Rukmini is offering aarti to Krishna when he comes. But after she offered aarti, she was sitting there and she takes Krishna's lotus feet to her chest and she started crying. Seems like this crying goes on with Rukmini Devi. So here again, she's crying. And she's crying, like really crying, profusely crying. And here Krishna is really bewildered, like, why is she crying? You know, is she still crying? And he asked her, have you not still forgiven me for what I did last time when I teased you? You know how we women are, we don't forget things ever. Things that are the men did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we can still bring it up. And so here, I guess things like that happen. So Krishna said, so have you not forgiven me for that? Your heart did not get softened? I tried to console you and everything. And so Rukmini said, she said, no, my heart may be hard, but actually I feel very fortunate that you're my life and soul. So, but then she further says, you know everything there is to know. You know everything because you're Krishna. But how is that you don't understand the heart of one who loves your lotus feet? She further says, you will understand the intensity of the love I feel if you cultivate Radha Bhava, the mood of Srimati Radharani's selfless love within your heart. So this is Rukmini. Rukmini is saying, who is one of the queens of Krishna, the foremost queens. It's amazing that she is saying to Krishna that you need to know the heart of the devotee who loves you the most. And then Krishna is like bewildered and he says, I didn't understand exactly what you said. What is it that remains unknown to me? Though I cannot perceive the meaning of your words, my mind has become blissful just by hearing them. Oh Devi, I beg you, please tell only me. And so then Rukmini says, yes Krishna, although you are the Supreme Lord, but the fact that because you're the Supreme Lord, how can you understand this ecstasy? In other words, you're the Supreme Lord, how can you understand a devotee's ecstasy? So she further says, although devotees discuss these topics throughout the day and night, they're always amazed by the unique quality of Radharani's pure love for you. And the goddess of fortune, who always lies on your bed enjoying your kisses and loving embraces, always desires to attain your lotus feet. And even after enjoying so much happiness, the goddess of fortune longs for the mercy achieved by serving your lotus feet. Only Radharani, who enjoyed you with you in Vrindavan, can understand this completely. No one can compare with Radharani. So it's amazing that in Dwarka's pastimes, Queen Rukmini is crying because she wants Krishna to taste the love of his devotees, and especially of Srimati Radharani. So this is the origin, one of the origins, because I have heard other pastimes where Radharani is talking to Krishna and saying for Krishna to understand the devotee's love. Again, coming back to what the purport is saying, and that how the relationship between Krishna and his devotees is like ordinary people, but yet it is, Srila Prabhupada writes here, the relationship, such devotees of the Lord never think of the Lord as the Supreme, but think of him exactly as a common friend. That is the relationship between Lord and his devotees. Here, okay, when the Lord descends, he does so along with his entourage to display a complete picture of the transcendental world. So here we are seeing a complete picture of the transcendental world, specifically in Krishna, in Krishna's interaction with his queens and Rukmini. And these pastimes are so absorbing that we see that Lord Chaitanya also gets absorbed in his pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, with his queens. Lord Chaitanya, again, we were meditating on upcoming Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, and so I was thinking about Lord Chaitanya, and it made me think about how Lord Chaitanya actually acted in a play. He directed a play with, who was Lord Chaitanya? Does anybody remember? Rukmini Devi, that's right.
But sometimes he was appearing as, sometimes as, according to Prabhupada, as a Rakshasi, because he was attracting so much.
Wow.
So Prabhupada used the word, although it's not used in the
In the Chaitanya Bhagavata, yeah.
But he said sometimes you're in, because at the beginning of the play, he told them, anyone who can't control the senses, they're not coming.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he said that anybody who cannot control the senses, they should not attend. And all the devotees started becoming like, oh, Advaita Acharya said, well, I can't attend. Shiva said, I can't attend. Like they're all feeling like, well, we can't attend this. Lord Chaitanya is going to do a dance of Lakshmi Devi and we can't attend. And then Lord Chaitanya blessed them. Don't worry. You will be able to control your senses on that day. And actually all the devotees attended, with their families and everything, attended Lord Chaitanya's play that he directed. Talking about plays is a very, very, it's such a good way to becoming absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. Whether you act in a play, or whether you just do dramatic reading, or whether you read together Krishna's pastimes, that is such a very absorbing way to remember Krishna's pastimes. Actually, our ladies' group did a second reading just recently for Lord Nityananda, Jagai Madhai's pastime. And, it requires a little organization, requires a little time, a little work, and especially when the ladies, we don't know how to so much work the Zoom thing. And, it's such a jagya trying to get the sound and all that, because everybody, we're recording it while everybody is in their home and recording it together like that. But the end result was, Mahindrani wrote to me that this is so nice to do that, because this really is a good way to become absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. So here we see that even Lord Chaitanya directed a play where he acted as Rukmini mainly. Although it was a little confusing reading the Chaitanya Bhagavata section, because Lord Chaitanya told Gadadhar to also dress up as Rukmini. And so I guess there could be many people playing Rukmini. And so when he, first of all, he asked Budhimanta Khan and Sadashiva to get all the costumes. So he had somebody get the costumes, and then he got he gave different roles to different people. He said Nityananda will be my grandmother, and Haridas will be a guard who will keep everyone alert. And then Srivas will dress as Narada. And it's interesting what he described about Narada, that Narada has a long beard and a mustache. I'm like, wow. We always, you know, we are devotees. We clean shaven people. So even for us, Narada is cleanly shaven. Not shaven. We have his thing, but no mustache. But describe that how Narada had, and he looked exactly as Narada. Shiva's Pandit, who had the mustache and the beard, he looked exactly like Narada. Anyway, and then, so everybody came and attended that play. But the sweet part was, one of the sweet part was that Haridas, first he appeared on the stage, and he was a police or constable. And his charming face was decorated with a long handlebar mustache. I know that was funny. A handlebar mustache. I guess one of those. So you think those Britishers had it, but no, the Rajputs had those kind of big mustache. So he had a handlebar mustache, and he was dressed in a loincloth, and his head was adorned with a large turban, probably like a Rajasthani turban, with a stick in his hand, and he cautioned everybody. I was thinking, that will be perfect for Chaturatma Prabhu, you know. Big turban, mustache, loincloth, and a stick, you know. I could imagine. It'd be very nice if the men could do this play, you know. It's done all by men. So the men could get together and Pushkar Prabhu, maybe you can be somebody, maybe you can... You wouldn't organize, but you wouldn't mind to be a play. So we just need, we'll have to get a director to direct these plays because it's so nice. I mean, we're doing another play actually for Lord Chaitanya, some of us ladies. And Ragatmika is very anxious to direct a play, I think. So maybe she can direct it. She directed a play just a couple of years ago of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta. She did a whole play like that. You were in there? Yeah, that's right. So maybe Ragatmika can, she said she'd be willing to direct a play for the kids, but she did for, but if there are devotees who are willing to act, probably she can arrange a play for the guys, and they can direct it, she can direct the play. Anyway, we'll get some costume person to get the costumes ready and everything. So Ragatmika, I'm volunteering you. I know you're listening to the class. Anyway, so here, again, we're talking about Rukmini. So Krishna, Lord Chaitanya acted as Rukmini. And he became so absorbed in Rukmini's pastime, and he acted as writing the letter. So he was writing the letter with his finger as the pen, and the tears, I think, was the ink, and the ground was... Yeah, the paper, whatever, yeah. He then began to write a letter using his tears as ink, the ground as paper, and his finger as a pen. And he later inquired, "O Brahmana, has Krishna come?" And so he acted like, Pushkar Prabhu was saying, he acted as different internal potencies. But when he said, "O Brahmana, has Krishna come?" then it was understood that he was acting as Rukmini. So yes, these pastimes, this is our goal of our life, is to become absorbed in these pastimes. No matter what we're doing, allow these in our lives, whatever things are happening, act as a udipana, and actually think about these pastimes. The more we hear, the more we read these the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. There are so many pastimes. Narottam Das Thakur, we just had appearance, or disappearance day, I forget, of Narottam Das Thakur. We had Lord Nityananda's appearance day. There's so many appearance days, so much katha, and so much is being translated. That we can really, all our whole day can be, we can be absorbed in Krishna's pastimes while we're doing our activities, while we're cooking or while we're cleaning or while we're on the internet, whatever it is, we can hear and be absorbed in these pastimes. And one of the things that I really encourage everybody is to if the propensity is there to act, please act. Please arrange some place. Radha Damodar Prabhu has thousands. He said he has a couple of thousand of scripts that he has. Some he has written, a lot of them he has written, and a lot of them he has collected over the years. So you don't have to even write a script. You have it there. And then if you're not into acting, you can, Sudharma has the radio program, so please, she needs help. Lord Chaitanya's appearance day is coming, so please read some pastime, pick a pastime from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita. The family can do it together, or different friends can do it on Zoom if you're with the COVID thing, so whatever. Somehow, that by hook or crook, we can become absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. Okay, that's it for today. Any questions or comments? For today, yes, Pushkar Prabhu.
You were talking about these queens being envious, but I thought one of the main imports of this verse and other verses is that they're not aware, like, that Krishna's got all these wives. I mean, maybe she's with two or three other wives, but 16,000. You know, they just think.
I think mm-hmm. they're aware because she was here, Krishna was coming. Maybe they're more aware of the eight principal wives, I don't know. But she definitely knew that Krishna is coming from Satyabhama's quarters. He had spent the night at Satyabhama's and he was coming to her quarter. And it's interesting, also we hear that Krishna is there for each queen all the time.
Right.
So we hear that Krishna is there with each queen, yeah? So that means he doesn't leave and he always stays in their quarter. But we hear in Lord Chandas is saying that no. So it's all together, yeah. And it's certainly about a little jealousy, again, because Krishna and the queens are acting as, due to Yoga Maya, acting as ordinary ladies in the sense. So yes, there is feeling of Satyabhama feeling. You know, here Rukmini got the Parijata flower. You know, I won.
I mean, did it ever mention that they felt envious?
Well, maybe envious is not the word, but yes, there is. Here in this pastime, Prabhupada writes that how Rukmini was feeling proud that she was, Krishna is always with her and he loves the most. And so then Krishna wanted to. Reduce her pride, or I don't know, whatever, I forget the word he uses. But yeah, so you hear those comments. So these are all transcendental. And I guess that's what Krishna is, Prabhupada is writing, is that Yoga Maya covers them, and then they act like, you know, for us.
I was sitting, like, when Prabhupada saw the Rukmini play in Henry Street, and I think it was that Rasakya was playing. And
Loitaksha? No.
Yeah. She was Rukmini.
Rukmini.
She's a good actress.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very
if
good actress.
Yeah. So anyway, then Prabhupada sitting in the rocking chair, he said, it is better than my reading the book.
Wow.
Better than, I don't know if he said my book, but I was sitting there.
Uh-huh.
It's a famous quote.
Uh-huh.
So definitely Prabhupada endorses plays.
Yeah.
Even, it's like the book come alive.
So yeah.
It's like one step above.
Actually, just recently we were reading in the CC reading, Prabhupada said, he said the two most important thing our Krishna consciousness movement should do is chanting and plays. He said that in the CC. He was actually referring that to as far as preaching is concerned, and it was kind of more like, as far as I remember, the purport was more about when we're out there, that we should chant, and the dramas, he said, should be also done by our devotees and not by outside people. And so he was referring, it seemed like, when you're out preaching, but we see that Lord Chaitanya is here doing the plays for amongst Vaishnavas. You know, all the Vaishnavas came, families came, so yes. So this is very absorbing. Plays are very, very absorbing. And thank you for sharing that, Pushkar Prabhu, about Prabhupada saying
it's
that.
Funny because Mother Sachi, she couldn't recognize Nimai. She was asking this other lady, where's Nimai?
Yeah.
She couldn't recognize him.
And she actually fainted when she saw Srivas. When she saw Srivas and she asked Malini.
Who played
Shiva? Huh?
Who played Shiva?
Shivas? Shivas, yeah. He played Narada. But
I think she
fainted then. We're like, who is and then she asked Malini, who is he? Then Malini said, oh, I recognize him. He is Shivas because of his voice I recognize. Because they were so dressed so nicely that nobody, they couldn't recognize who is who. And even when Haridas came on the stage, the audience was asking, who are you? Who are you? What are you doing? I was really sweet actually reading that. It's Madhya Leela, Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 18. Please read that pastime. It's very sweet. Maybe one of you can do that as a reading for Sudharma's radio program. That would be nice.
I mean, the Shastras, Rupa Goswami said, you know, they've got a lot of plays.
Yeah.
And kind of coming for it as a play.
But yeah. Such intricate place. Just like the Bhagavatam, yeah? The Bhagavatam is
play,
yeah, but one person talking and then another person and then they're relating about the other. Yeah, who's talking here? Yudhishthira Maharaj or?
There's no way to contain that.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, Varuna?
So we hear these pastimes. It's like, for me, it's almost like a little esoteric, you know. And maybe that's not the word, but so I just like, in my mind, you know, I listen to it and you're relishing it, but at the same time, I just like pay my obeisances to the past and I can't get deeper into it, you know. It's like, I almost feel like it's like, hey, this is not my position, you know. You hear it and it's Krishna and it's Rukmini and it's very nice, but Hare Krishna, thank you.
That's all we have to do is just hear it. I mean, there's not, you know, at the stage where we are at, we just hear it and we keep on hearing it and then we can remember them. I mean, I don't know what it means to go deeper. I have no experience, but there are things that we can, while our life is going on, we can remember these pastimes. But one thing that you can really get into is Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and you hear about Narottam Das Thakur, and you know, those are like my favorite, Narottam and Srinivas and Ramachandra Kaviraj. Those pastimes, when you hear them, you definitely feel like they're more closer to us devotees, practicing devotees. So yeah.
And on the mundane level, that's the level I'm at, but I, when you were reading the translation and purport, the thought came to my mind that, yeah, my wife doesn't understand my glories, you know. So it's like who I really am, you know. So she fails to, just like an ordinary wife.
Well, I want to tell you one thing, Varuna, and for all the men. It's actually very good that your wife don't understand your glories, because you really don't want your wives to be worshipping you. It's better, because can you imagine being in the household and your wife is worshipping you? You'll say, oh my God, I need some room to breathe here. I don't need that worship. So it's better that they don't know your glories, that they don't worship you. Better if they treat you the way they do. Anyway, Jai, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Rukmini Devi, all glories to Lord Shri Krishna, Hari Bol.